Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hate music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thank you so much for joining us today. So this is a kind of interesting, we have a very interesting weekend, apparently. Everyone, as we were talking, first of all, I don't even know where to go with this. We were talking just moments ago, and, you know, there's a lot of news about stuff like in North Korea and whatever, and my kids always ask me questions, like, about North Korea. Because yeah. I don't know what they're watching the news or something.
I was like, wow, your kids are so smart.
They really, like, most kids don't ask these kind of hard-hitting questions.
No.
But I had to explain to them about, like, communism and why you don't want to go to North Korea. And Justin bursts out and says that his mom is terrified that his brother will get drafted.
Yeah, my youngest brother.
Into the military?
He's like the favorite, so she just worries about everything.
But there's also like not a draft.
Right. There hasn't been a draft in like 40 years, nor will there be one.
Right. She's just convinced there's going to, and he's going to be picked.
Why does she think there's going to be a draft?
I don't know, but like she got to the point that she's like, all right, well, we'll just move to Canada. And I'm like, what?
So she's going to be a draft dodger.
I guess, yeah.
Is she talking about the NFL draft, maybe? Because that's like Thursday.
We are in Pennsylvania, Philly, where the draft is. So maybe that, like, they're just talking about the draft for the NFL, and that's just, like, getting in her head.
How old is your brother?
He's going to be 19.
How old are you?
I am going to be 26.
Yeah, so he would definitely get drafted if there were going to be a draft, which
right,
there isn't.
That's why she's like, no one else from our family can go. It has to be him. Like, I was like, Mom.
I mean, we have like the largest military.
You can't go past 25 or something?
They don't want old people in the Army.
Yeah, they
want young people. If you're like 18, you're like prime, man. They'll send you out there. But the thing is, we have like so many people that volunteer to fight.
Right.
And then if there were some kind of war, you'd have all those other people that would just volunteer. They'd be like, I'm going to go fight.
Right.
You wouldn't be one of them, I'm sure.
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't either. So.
Yeah, I know. That's scary.
I would not want you to go through that either.
Megan's like, please don't go protect me. Send somebody who knows what they're doing. But then, you know what? A lot of people do have irrational fears of whatever, from like when you're growing up. Like your mom is afraid that her son's going to get drafted because probably when she was growing up, that was a fear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any irrational fears?
Yeah, I'm scared of going in the ocean only for the fact that I can't see the bottom. Like I'll go in the ocean, I go, but like I don't like that I can't see the bottom.
Why, are you afraid of sharks or something?
No, I just don't want to like step on like a sharp shell or like a...
What?
I don't want
to... Oh my God.
I feel like being afraid of
Please
a shark
don't ever go
is...
in the military.
No, but
a
I'm like
sharp shell, like not like a giant animal that could eat you alive.
Like a horseshoe crab, like their tails. Are
what?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Sharks, I think, are probably a more rational fear than a horseshoe crab.
It's a legitimate fear. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, but like, there's horseshoe crabs in the ocean too.
But I mean, what are they really gonna do to you?
Step on them and it's gonna hurt.
Wow.
And then cut you open, and then you're bleeding. And then there's sharks.
I mean, that is just. Yeah, that's true.
You put a lot of thought into this.
If you start bleeding, Justin's going to be cowering on the beach.
And then it attracts the sharks. I get where you're going with that.
Megan, do you have irrational fears?
I mean, I always just like have this fear that I'm going to get cancer, and I don't really know why.
Why? You're like the least likely person. You don't do anything
Anybody
unhealthy.
If you get cancer, it's scary.
But I mean, what do you do that's unhealthy that would cause cancer?
Drink a lot? I don't know.
I don't think that causes cancer. I think that causes liver failure.
Oh, okay.
If you said to me,
worried about my liver.
Right. If you said to me, oh my God, I feel like my liver's going to fail, I would say something like, I'm surprised it hasn't already. That is definitely a rational fear.
I don't know why I always think that.
See that in a movie, or did your parents, someone in your family have cancer?
No, but that's like a common thing. It's not like not an unrealistic fear. No, nobody in my family does.
You don't even have a history of cancer in your family.
No, I know.
Huh.
Or car accidents. That's my other one. Mm. That I'm going to die in a car accident.
Really?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Ever since I was little, I used to have like nightmares about it.
Never get in a car again. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Yeah, Elizabeth from Orange Park, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth. What's your irrational fear?
So I am terrified of getting an epidural.
All right, can you talk into the phone so we can actually hear what you're terrified of? Because I'm terrified that I'm afraid I can't hear you.
I am terrified of getting an epidural.
Oh, and are you pregnant?
No, but I am so scared. Like, whenever I have a kid, I'm so scared of doing that because they're shoving a needle into your spine. Like, that's terrifying. And I know they're good at their job, but I'm so terrified of letting somebody do that.
But yeah. You're not pregnant.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So eventually one day you feel like you may need an epidural. You know, you don't have to have the epidural.
You
can just
you
go.
I know, but then you have to deal with the pain of it all. Well, that's right. Even more terrifying.
Yeah. You got to pick one or the other.
Just wait till after the kid's born. That's when the real pain starts.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Thanks so much for calling. Good luck with that, man. That is true. Epidural, sticking a big needle in your back. Although I hear once they inject the stuff into your spine, you're all good to go.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Some women aren't even pregnant and want them. Amber from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great, Amber. What is your irrational fear?
My irrational fear is when I'm going over one of our big bridges, like the Buckman or the Matthews, that it's going to collapse while I'm on it.
Oh, my mom has that same exact fear. She's so scared of bridges.
I've seen a couple of TV shows where that's happened before, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's like one of my biggest fears.
Yeah.
I have three boys, so like thinking of them in the back seat, it's like, okay. Hit in the water, break the window, get them out. It just really freaks me out.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need to be prepared for something like that because we do have a lot of bridges. That, I'll be honest with you, that to me is not irrational.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at it. Well,
so
look
high up, too, like the Matthews. Oh, my God. Like,
well, look what happened in Atlanta.
Make fun of me.
The whole, there was that fire and that whole thing collapsed.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a boat run into the Matthews Bridge.
Right. So hope it's still sturdy.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Great. There's like 1,000 people on the Matthews Bridge right now going, great. I wasn't afraid of this bridge until right now. I feel like bridges is a very common fear.
Yeah, bridges is. Yeah, absolutely.
But again, more rational than, say, getting drafted.
Yeah, I think so too.
340-9595. Kylie.
It happened.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Kylie. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Do you have some kind of weird, irrational fear?
Yeah, I'm terrified of whales and them flopping on me.
Whales?
Yeah.
Flopping on you?
Wait, hold on. Where are you hanging out that a whale's going to flop on you?
I don't know, but I have nightmares about it, that I'm on a dock and out of nowhere a whale comes out and flops on me and I'm running and more come out of the water and they're just trying to all flop on me.
Oh my God.
I don't watch the movies. Like, I don't go too deep in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, whales are, they're pretty deep. Like, you got to go out for a whale.
You probably hated Free Willy.
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, you know, of course. Do you ever have to read Moby Dick in school?
Because somebody jumps over something, and that sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
I take it SeaWorld is out of the question for you.
So what kind of whale is it? Is it a killer whale? Is it a sperm whale?
It's not even a killer whale. Like, those I know are bad. It's more the ginormous one.
The ginormous one.
All they do is flop.
Like the blue whales and the humpback whales are the big
humpback
floppers.
Whales, yeah.
Oh, the humpback, that's a good one. The humpback. That's a scary one for sure.
All right. Well, listen.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I think of the word flop, I don't think of a whale. I think of like.
Now you will.
I don't know.
Now you whale. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. You know, I know that the ocean is full of a lot of scary things. To me, whales are not scary, though.
Yeah, because I just feel like they're so far away.
Well, and you always hear stories about how whales are like just so nice. You
well,
know?
No, there's like really vicious whales, but I just feel like they don't like.
They're not vicious whales.
Yes, there are. Literally a whale called killer whale. What do you mean?
Those.
There's whales that are like not. Whales aren't like dolphins. Whales are like evil.
Whales are not evil.
Yes, they are. Google it.
What are we in France?
Yes.
Le Google. Killer whales are called killer whales not because they act like murder people.
Yes, it is.
No, it's because they're carnivores.
I'm pretty sure that they're like, they're very vicious.
Like, they're not hunting you down. They're not like hiding around the corner.
Are whales evil?
are you Le Googling, are whales evil? Oh my gosh. 340-9595. What is your irrational fear?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.